Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Of course, if you have news headlines coming up on this Tuesday, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, have Music More Artist of the Week, Justin Timberlake, and in today's news you can use. Yesterday, I spoke with Dr. Barry Berdelet about the importance of knowing about hypertension and new help for those living with high blood pressure. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In Mississippi news, Mississippi Guardsman returns home after suffering heat stroke. The National Guardsman from Hattiesburg, who suffered a severe heat stroke while training at Camp Shelby in August 2023, has returned home. Kobe Maury Rice spent the last 5 months in a hospital. I'm happy to be home with my family, where I belong, to be able to see people, see my friends, be able to just be where I belong. There's nothing more I could ask for than to be here, right here at this moment, he said. Maury Rice suffered brain damage after collapsing from a heat stroke. After waking from a 57-day coma, he had to relearn how to speak, walk, and eat. He is recovering well and just exceeding what we expected. We have come such a long way, even though we have a long road ahead. We are just grateful to be home and are so grateful for this miracle that is Kobe, his mother said to the press. Maury Rice will still undergo several months of physical, speech, and occupational therapy. He said giving up is not an option. I didn't think I would make progress this quickly. Honestly, I'm happy that I'm making progress. Even if it's slow, it's progress. And at the end of the day, that's what matters, is progress, he said. After therapy, Maury Rice has said his eyes set on the future. I want to attend the University of Southern Mississippi, USM to the top, he said. A GoFundMe has been created to help pay for his medical expenses. In national news, President Biden has said he'd shut the U.S.-Mexico border if given the ability. What does that mean? The Associated Press answers. President Joe Biden has made some strong claims over the past few days about shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border as he tries to salvage a border deal in Congress that would also unlock money for Ukraine, says the Associated Press. The deal had been in the works for months and seemed to be nearing completion in the Senate before it began to fall apart, largely because Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump doesn't want it to happen. Biden wants continued funding for Ukraine in the face of Russia's invasion. Senate Republicans had initially said they would not consider more money for Kyiv unless it was combined with a deal to manage the border. As the talks have progressed, Biden has come to embrace efforts to reach a bipartisan border security deal after years of gridlock on overhauling the immigration system. But his statement that he would shut down the border right now if Congress passed a proposed deal is more about politics than policy, says the Associated Press. He is seeking to disarm criticism of his handling of migration at the border as immigration becomes an increasing matter of concern to Americans in the lead-up to the presidential election. No trade will continue. People who are citizens and legal residents to continue to go back and forth, says the Associated Press. Biden is referencing an expulsion authority being negotiated by the lawmakers that would automatically kick in on days when illegal crossings reach more than 5,000 over a five-day average across the southern border, which is currently seeing as many as 10,000 crossings per day. The authority shuts down asylum screenings for those who cross illegally. Migrants could still apply at ports of entry until crossings dip below 3,700 per day, but these are estimates. The final tally has not been ironed out. In international news, enemy drone that killed U.S. troops in Jordan was mistaken for a U.S. drone, preliminary reports suggest. U.S. forces may have mistaken an enemy drone for an American one and let it pass unchallenged into a desert base in Jordan where it killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens more, officials said on Monday. Details of the Sunday attack emerges President Joe Biden faced a difficult balancing act, blaming Iran and looking to strike back in a forceful way without causing an even further escalation of the Gaza conflict. In entertainment news, greed and revenge drove two men accused of killing Run-DMC's Jam Master Jay, prosecutors said. Two men accused of killing Run-DMC's Jam Master Jay were both close to the trailblazing DJ, but were driven by greed and revenge over a failed drug deal when they ambushed him at his recording studio more than 20 years ago, prosecutors argued as the men's trial began on Monday. In opening statements in Brooklyn Federal Court, the assistant U.S. attorney laid out the prosecution's case against the two individuals who killed the 37-year-old in 2002 after they were cut out of a lucrative cocaine deal. Both men have pleaded not guilty. And finally, in business news, Wall Street climbs ahead of big tech profit reports and Fed meeting. Stocks close higher on Wall Street at the start of a heavy week of potentially market-moving news, says the Associated Press. The S&P 500 ended 0.8% higher on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.6%, and the Nasdaq Composite added 1.1%. Stocks built on their gains as Treasury yields fell in the afternoon. This week, several big tech companies will report their latest results, including Alphabet, Apple, Amazon, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. The only way that evil wins is if you give up on the power of good. So today, let your goodness shine. Have an amazing Tuesday. Justin Timberlake is our artist of the week this week. Here's his new single, Selfish, right here on Conversation Daily News.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Barry Bertolet in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Dr. Barry Bertolet joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about hypertension and what you need to know about high blood pressure. It's a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Bertolet, thank you again for the time. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to be here today with you.
Well, this is a big topic, and here in the South, of course, I mean, we hear so much about high blood pressure and the dangers of it. Hypertension, of course, is also what it's called. Dr. Bertolet, so let's begin there. What exactly is hypertension?
So hypertension is high blood pressure. So we all have a blood pressure. That is the circulating pressure of blood moving through our blood vessels. But sometimes that blood pressure can become too high. And we define that when it's measured at 140 millimeters of mercury or higher. So 140 or higher would be high blood pressure. And unfortunately, with that comes medical consequences. So we can see that at that higher number, you're at increased risk of a stroke, heart attack, heart failure, or kidney failure. And as you correctly pointed out, very high risk of the South.
And it's one of those things, too, as I've talked to family members, Dr. Bertolet, a lot of times things we don't think about that are dealing with our kidneys can be tied back into hypertension and high blood pressure. Just why this conversation is so important. But technology is definitely helping us out. So tell us about this new era for the treatment of high blood pressure.
Yes, the FDA recently approved a new medical procedure for the treatment of high blood pressure. This is the Medtronic Simplicity Renal System, and then this is a minimally invasive procedure that can now help us lower blood pressure in people that their blood pressures can't be controlled through diet and the attempted medications.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We've got to answer more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, Music from Artist of the Week, Justin Timberlake, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.